Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, QST, QST. Calling all radio amateurs. This is N7 IVV, November 7, India, Victor, Victor. Activating the FOC here, Amateur Radio Association General Service Net. This net is held every Wednesday at 8 p.m. local time on this W4VA repeater, which is located in Warrenton, Virginia. This repeater is owned and operated by the FOC here Amateur Radio Association, and it uses a PL tone of 167.9 Hz for access. If anyone listening would like additional information, please see our website at w4va.org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for all licensed TAMs, FARA members or not, for general discussion and Q&A regarding topics such as operating procedures, communication modes, activities, radios, antennas, computer software, and other similar information related to amateur radio activities. We also welcome short announcements regarding ham-related equipment wanted to buy or sell. And this is a new feature, folks. If you're a member of FARA, also please see or please use the clubsgroups.io forum to post full details of your items. Want to briefly discuss tonight or chat about nets and activities, public activities or whatever, and how we do those outside or in addition to the net that we're running tonight. So I'll bring that up here in just a moment. Let's see. Of course, one of the announcements regarding that is that the 22nd, which is a week and a half from now, is the Great Pumpkin Ride, which will be a public service event. We have five locations that need to be, there's a better word than manned, but need to be staffed, if you will, or, and we need operators. We need two operators at each location. More would be better, but we have a net control station. We have four rest areas. Times vary. Quite frankly, for those of you that know me, you're not going to be surprised at what I'm going to say, but I'm disappointed to see that nobody has signed up since the club meeting when I made a rather passionate plea to have that happen. We need to have this done, folks. This is a public service event. It's something that the community expects and looks forward to us doing. FOC here Trails Commission is the one that's in charge of that. It's easy, it's fun, and hopefully the weather will be nice. It doesn't take a lot of time, doesn't take a lot of effort, doesn't take much of any experience. Okay, that's not true. Little experience. The goal is to put a relatively experienced person with somebody who's just learning the ropes, if at all possible. And it's as simple as logging onto this net and doing communications back and forth. I'll discuss more the nuts and bolts of how that works in here in just a few minutes. Fox Hunt coming up on the 30th of October, the following Sunday, actually. And that will be somewhere between 9 and 10 is what they're shooting for a start time. At this point, no more details than that, but if anyone has any questions about what a fox hunt is or how to do that, we can certainly discuss that as well on this net or on our Sunday nets, hopefully sometime before the 30th, so you have time to prep if you've never done it before. And, of course, if you've never done it before, please show up anyway, because there will be somebody that you can tag along with or shadow, or they can actually give you the equipment and coach you on how to use it. It's always a lot of fun. Next club meeting is on the, November 10th. November 10th, standard time, standard place at the PATH Foundation building. The meeting itself starts at 7:15. Please come early if you want, and we're also going to be doing, I won't call it a swap meet, it's more like a, well, it's whatever. Some people bring some stuff that they might want a little bit of remuneration for. Others is just, here, take it if you want it. So that request actually came up on the last club meeting about things we could do. So if you have stuff that you want to give away, you don't even have to announce it or advertise it on groups.io. Just bring it. And either before the meeting, people can look at it, or after the meeting portion is, the meeting's over, where everybody can stand around and talk and look at that stuff. Also, of course, we're getting down to the point where we are going to be really quite desperate. It's very important that we have a full board come January 1st, and we have at least two, possibly three positions that are going to be available that have to be filled, and that includes president and vice president, and at this point probably secretary. So quite honestly, the club cannot operate without that in place. So we really need some, we need some volunteers, preferably. It doesn't require any technical expertise. It doesn't require a lot of time. I know most of you are tired of hearing this. Some of you have served already. We appreciate that. By all means, don't feel bad about stepping up and volunteering again for a position. But I just emphasize that we have to have that in place in order to make the club or allow the club to move forward. And nominations are going to be at the meeting on the 10th, with elections following on the December meeting, at the December meeting, which will be December 8th. Let's see. Also, one thing that a lot of people look forward to is the informal breakfast that everybody likes to have on the last Saturday of the month. That location, I guess, has now officially been moved over back to the Bistro restaurant at the hospital back in Warrenton. That apparently is open. Apparently, you have to use... I'll have to refer... Actually, I guess the details of discussions are on the groups.io. Thread, because I can't remember now which entrance they tell you to use. I think you, I guess what it is you have to go through the main entrance. Maybe that's what it is. Point is, the restaurant is open, and people start gathering anywhere between 8 and 9 a.m. on the last Saturday of the month, and this month that will be the 29th. So, pretty full couple of weeks. Great Pumpkin Ride on the 22nd, Breakfast on the 29th, Fox Hunt on the 30th, and then, of course, we're moving right into the holiday season. Also, another thing to think about, if anybody has any good experience or desire or knows somebody, we would like to have a holiday party. We really need to get that already planned and figure out a venue for that before nothing's available. So if you have any desire to help plan and do a get-together for us for Christmas, that would be great. This is N7IVV with Falk Amateur Radio Association General Service Net. Does anyone else have any announcements that I may have overlooked? This is N7IVV. Go ahead. Okay, let's go ahead and take check-ins, and then I'll move over into our discussion and take a look and see if there's any news or anything that's noteworthy while we're doing that. So anyway, check-ins now. Go ahead.
HTV. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Yankee X-Ray. No comment.
W4RKU. KO4, November Mike Charlie Mobile.
KN4, SPL.
KO4RW, Slade.
Okay, that Rich, K1HTV, KO4WYX, Matt, thanks for stopping by. W4RKU, Kevin, KO4NMC Mobile, I'll pick you up in just a second. KN4SPL, Bob, and I think that was KO4RBW, David. If I got the call right, is any other check-ins or corrections, please call me now.
KS1 PPY, and no comment this round.
KO4LLC.
KB4CFP.
Okay, Simpy, KS1 PPY, I've got you with no comments. KO4LLC, George, and KB4CFP. Greg, nice to have you always. Let's go up and I'll pick up any other check-ins here in a little bit once we go through this list. I'm just trying to set something here and my fingers aren't working. Okay. Alan, why don't you go ahead and chat with us while you're mobile. KO4NMC at 7IVV.
Thanks, Brad, and good evening to the net. Brad, I appreciate the kind of thorough and informative announcements. It's always good to know what's going on. Not a whole lot to add. I did want to make a comment that I've really enjoyed the variety and number of activities that have been coming up in the club recently, even though I've not been able to make all of them. The interest level is high. The time that I have available to come to some of these is not as high, but appreciate it and glad that there are more activities coming. I did have a question for you of whether or not you have someone who is acting as kind of an activities person, bringing these things up and keeping them up in front of everyone so we have things to do. I'll let you answer that. Other than that, a lot of good things coming up. happy to be part of it. I really like the idea of the swap meet and sharing things at the meetings as well as on the nets. And then potentially at some point having workshops or something else that could be done at the meeting times when everybody's together. Every time I come to one of the meetings, I end up learning something new from one of the folks who's been there for a while or has a set of skills that I don't have yet. So that's always kind of nice, sort of like a monthly Elmer session, if you will. That's about all I have. KO4 NMC Mobile, turn it back to the net, 7-3.
Okay, Alan, thanks for that input. We really appreciate your assistance with things. The relatively longish answer to your question is, no, we do not have an activities chairman, if you, or coordinator, if you want to call it that. We've talked about that. We've tried to put something together and coerce somebody into doing that. Without being too negative, quite honestly, we kind of have a hard time getting people to volunteer to do things in the club, and that's sort of disappointing, and I don't know if, I know that a lot of that is just human nature. We don't like to volunteer for fear of I don't know what, but we'd really like to have somebody who could step in and say, okay, I'm going to handle whatever the activities are, whether they're social or whether they're outside activities, radio activities, or frankly, which would be really helpful, is planning the presentation / activities in the club meetings, following the business part of the club meeting. That's something that I have to apologize. I've struggled with as a president to do, and I wanted to do everything from more technical presentations to hands-on workshops, and it just seems like the month gets away from me, and I haven't been able to do that. So we really would like to have somebody that's willing to help out with planning that and implementing that stuff. So let's see. With that, I won't ask for anybody to volunteer tonight, but I really would appreciate if somebody would like send some emails or call or whatever we can do and see if we can't get that off the ground. And with that, we'll pick up K1HTV. Rich, go ahead.
T-Mobile just crossing over the board. Activities have been mainly on 10 meters. Quite nicely. Jordan is more. There's an opening that occurs a couple hours after sunrise. Around the world from Japan across the South Pole up the Atlantic Ocean and to us the long way around. There also were Chinese and some YC, YP stations in Indonesia that way. So there's a surprising opening. this morning, again, we're Jordan, as well as a number of Europeans, a lot of Europeans on, and also a lot of FT4 now. Now that the bands are getting packed, and they are getting packed on 10 and 15, you're seeing more FT4 activity on the bands. Also, the sideband stations on, and a couple of CWs, so bands getting to be a little more active. Even on FM, people have worked stations on 10-meter FM 29.6 on the simplex frequency. Other than that, did some work raising a mini whip antenna, which is a little plate, about 4 inches by 2 inches, and a little half of that is a piece of copper plate, and that's the antenna. Attached to an amplifier and down the coax into the house. Using that for decoding FT8, FT4, and Whisper. And it's amazing how well that little antenna works. For those who are in compromised receive situations, I'd strongly recommend if you can put it up in a tree and hide it, so on the coax back to the shack, you have an amazing receive antenna. From all the way down from 2,200 meters up to 20 meters works quite well. Above 20 meters, I found out if you run the full long coax of 50 or 60 feet, it tends to reduce the signals on the higher bands. I tried grounding it at the base, 20 feet down, and it seems to help increase the high frequency. So anyway, mini whip, it costs only about $10, and that plus some coax, and you got yourself a good receive antenna. That's about it from here. Back to Net Control. This is K1HTV Mobile.
Okay, Rich, thank you. You had some sort of radio problem your first minute or so of your transmission. I don't I think you finally came back in when you started talking about 10 meters maybe, but you were holding the carrier just fine. You were holding the repeater, but your audio was dropping to virtually nothing. And so I'm assuming it was a microphone problem, but then, like I say, after about a third of what you were discussing, it came back up, and then you were in there normally as you always are. So if you want to recheck later and give us the preamble for what you started out with, that would be great. But we got most of what you had to say to us tonight. So, okay, so now let's drop down to W4RKU. Kevin, go ahead.
N7IVV, W4RKU, and Annette. Good evening, Brad. Thanks for doing Annette tonight. Just to tack on to what you said in your introduction, the activities manager used to be a board position in the club, but we had such a hard time finding someone to fill that position that got just changed to member at large. So just wanted to give some history there for those who are curious. Then messing around with a bunch of different things, with the Pi, the PC, and I did CWT today. Band's pretty good. And I've been trying to get this TX7G guy. He was good today, but I was trying for about 5 or 10 minutes, and then he went QRT. So, my luck. But I'm trying to chase him while he's active, and if I can remember, I can't remember off the top of the head where he's at, but he's somewhere in the South Pacific. And I usually get the South Pacific, and I get to and from the South Pacific pretty good. So I'm going to keep on trying as long as it keeps popping up. That's it. I hope some people really step up, Peterson. N7IVD, W4RKU, back to net.
Okay, thanks, Kevin. Appreciate that. I don't know if I missed that little tidbit about the fact that the activities manager, or whatever you want to call it, used to be a board position that then morphed over into the member at large. Maybe it was more of a responsibilities function, but I'll tell you what, if I'd have known that, we'd have had Travis working a whole lot harder this year. And maybe the next board can push that a little harder. So, anyway, that's for you guys to worry about, because I won't be able to serve as president next year. Anyway, KN4SPL, Bob, that's to you. And did you get that package I left on your front porch? Go ahead.
N7IVV from KN4SPL. Yeah, Brad, I should have texted you saying I got the mast mount for the rotator. And I do appreciate you dropping that off. I know that was kind of we were trying to hook up and get that together, but I do appreciate you dropping that off on the front stoop. Let's see, I don't have a whole lot of radio news, but I am looking forward to the Great Pumpkin Ride. So looking forward to manning the Remington station. So. Anyway, again, thank you, Brad, and I'm going to throw it back to you. This is KN4SPL, back to net.
Okay, Bob, thank you. Look forward to hopefully working with you at the Great Pumpkin Ride. If worse comes to worse, I may have to volunteer for one of the other rest stops that still remains empty as far as sign-ups. So I'd rather not do that, but, we gotta pull this off. So I know we always have people to come out of the woodwork Friday night, Saturday morning, but boy, I wish we would get people to commit to it ahead of time. I just realized that I completely forgot about the discussion topic that I was going to do because I got running off at the mouth so much on my announcements. but let me go ahead and do that now. And this relates exactly directly to the Great Pumpkin Ride. Usually when we do some sort of a special event or a public service event where we, as ham radio operators, operate in a net environment like this, we don't use call signs specifically, or at least not every time. We use what we call tactical call signs. So, for example, for the Great Pumpkin Ride, Rest Area 1 would simply be Rest Area 1 or Stop 1 or Station 1. Probably Station 1 is shorter to say. And of course, Net Control would be Net Control is all you'd have to say. Because if you recall, the FCC requirements specify IDing your station every 10 minutes. Well, of course, 10 minutes is an awful long time, actually, especially on the repeaters when you're doing FM, people are mobile and whatnot. Although we oftentimes do ID ourselves way too frequently when we're doing things on the repeater. But besides being somewhat irritating, there's nothing wrong with IDing yourself every time. So anyway, when the net is being run on the 22nd, Chuck or whoever will be functioning as the net control operator, because he will be at the start position, we'll basically, you know, announce that the net is now open, the functions are going on, and probably call radio checks. And of course, we will ID who we are at each of those stations at that first go round, and, you know, with our regular calls. But then for the next little while, we can get away with just a tactical call sign. And so the net control station could simply say, Station 2, please check in, or Station 2, or Station 3 could call net control and say, Net Control, I have a request here from our team. Of course, you need to know net control, this is Station 3, and then pass your traffic, if you will. And then periodically, the next time you get on to talk, you would simply ID yourself as, this is at 7IBV functioning as Station 1 or what have you. Also, it will be proper, correct, necessary for net control to periodically just call for status check. And so every 5 to 10 minutes, probably 10 minutes or so, he'll call for simply a station check or a, you know, everybody check in, and then numerically you'll just go around and say, Station 1, all's well, Station 1, copy, Station 1, you know, whatever you want to say, just to indicate that, yes, I received the message, and you know, call back, and the net control operator can then say, yes, I've got you, and then move on to the next one. So it's a little bit different operating environment, but it's really the same thing. It's still a directed net. If you need to send traffic over from one station to another, you do it through the net control station. So you would contact net control and say, I have information to send over to whoever, and then pass it that way. Now, of course, remember, we're going to be working through the repeater, so that makes life a lot easier. If we weren't, then it would be even more important to make sure we maintain a directed net, because it's entirely possible that Station 1 may not be able to communicate directly with Station 3 because of terrain or what have you, but they can both work the repeater. Obviously, that's the point of a repeater to begin with, but that's what will be being used also for the event here. Now, of course, that would also apply if everybody was on Simplex. Hopefully, the net control station would be in a location where everyone can hit the net control station Simplex, and then it would be even more important for the net control to pass the traffic back and forth to everyone. So, that's it in a nutshell, a directed net. Out in the real world, and using tactical call signs, identifying yourself periodically, but not all the time, not necessary. So any questions on that? Go ahead, N7IVB. Or additional comments? Go ahead. Okay, very good. Well, we'll move on to David, KO4RBW. Thanks for checking in, David. How are you tonight? Go ahead.
Hey, this is KO4RBW. Really no comment tonight. Just got my off-center fed antenna mounted, and I just need to terminate it, and I'll finally have a HF antenna. But that's it from me, so back to net.
Okay, very good. Well, as usual, you're sounding, well, you're just over in Jeffersonton, so I was thinking of over in wherever HRO is, over the Springfield, over that direction. Doesn't matter. Good. Good having you check in tonight. Sippy, thanks for stopping in. KO4LLC, George. How are you tonight? Go ahead.
It's an IVV, KO4LLC. Good evening, Brad, and everyone on the net. Doing well. I've been working hard, and it seems like every week we're having events. Everyone has an event at the same time. I don't know if that's a factor in finding volunteers to demand these events. I actually had work on that weekend, and my club down here in Fredericksburg also is trying to find people desperately, and that happens to be the weekend I'm working. But I usually am one of those 5 or 10 people who always seems to go to the events, and I will say on each one it becomes funner and funner to work, especially as the new people. There might be something to gather them up and try to round them out to the event for you. KO4 LLC, back to net.
Okay, George, thanks for your comments, and again, thanks for stopping by. Yes, very, your point's well taken, and I do understand that people have got commitments, and you know, we can't expect everybody in any given club to be able to volunteer and participate in every activity, because, well, amateur radio, despite whatever we may be doing, is still a volunteer activity. It's still more of a hobby than anything else. So, you know, I understand that we can't expect people to always drop everything that they've got going. And so, and we're, of course, always looking to entice our new folks into doing things. And a lot of people are just, well, quite frankly, they're nervous to step up and do stuff. But a lot of times if you grab them by the hand and say, hey, come on, go do this, then they work out okay. But anyway, be that as it may, let's go over to Greg, KB4CFB. Nice to meet you the other night at the meeting. Go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, and thanks for taking the net, KB4CFB. Had a question. I don't know whether it's worth mentioning over the net or through email. I'll mention over the net since. On your page, you mentioned the Fuck Your Aries information. When you click on it, it comes up saying that there's an Aries net on Wednesday night at 8 p.m., which is this net, but this net doesn't mention anything about Aries, so something needs to be fixed. Back to net, KB4CFP.
Oh, okay, Greg, thanks. Our webmaster is on with us tonight, and he's probably typing as we speak. So, thank you very much for bringing that to our attention. Obviously, just kind of got lost in the shuffle there. And there again, Aries is one of those things that we would kind of like to be more engaged with in the club. So we appreciate that, and frankly, we might even call upon you for some assistance there as we try to get that off the ground. Okay, let's see. That brings us to the end of the first round of check-ins. Anybody, any additional check-ins tonight or rechecks? This is N7IVV. Go ahead.
WB7RAV.
Okay, Randy, you're the only one I heard there. WB7RAV. I hope things are going okay for you there. Go ahead.
This is WB7RAV. Thanks, Brad. Things are going well. Settling into a routine and whatnot. Just for your info, I just found the link to the schedule for the pumpkin ride, and I am now signed up for one of the slots for a couple hours, 3 hours, I guess, and on to the next one. Nothing else going on here. WB7RAV, back to net.
Well, very good. Good to hear things are going okay for you, all things considered, but I really appreciate you signing up there. I think a lot of it is that people just forget to sign up. I know there's a lot of folks that are planning on being there. They just forget to put their name on the list, and that's always, it's always kind of makes people pull their hair out when they're trying to coordinate the event. But as I've told people that have done field day in the past, after having run one myself and talked to people that have done it in the past, everything seems to work out. But field day is one where the public is not judging us, if you will, but this is one, this activity, they kind of are. So thank you so much for doing that. I thought there was something else I was going to say, and I don't remember now what it was. Okay, last call for check-ins, N7IVV. All Okay. This is N7IVV for the Farinet. Thanks, everybody, for joining us tonight. If you would like further information regarding tonight's discussion or information on Farah, please see our website at w4va.org, which we will fix and make sure our links are set properly, or send an email to us at farahnet@w4va.org. Stand by. All right, again, this is N7IVV closing the Farinet, returning the repeater to normal use. Have a successful evening and a nominal tomorrow.